The authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium. To the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we're back in Zebulon, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh for Game 5 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers. Hello, everybody. High atop Five County Stadium. Glad to have you with us. Andrew Chapman inside the visiting radio booth. We are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app that you can download on your Google Play or App Store. And a reminder that you can watch tonight's ball game in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live or MILB.TV, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Carolina Mudcats, Greg Young. Game 5 of 6, the Woodpeckers have dropped 3 of 4 this week on the road. They come in 35-44 overall, 5-8 in the second half, and they're trying to bounce back with wins today and tomorrow to grab a split before the four-day All-Star break. The Mudcats have gone to two games above 500 on the year, 39-37. Wins on Friday and Thursday, last couple of games. They're now 6-7 in the second half of play, and they send their right-hander Logan Henderson out to the mound tonight. 1-2 record with a 3.23 ERA. Zach Cole has climbed into the left side and he is ready to begin this ball game. First pitch is out, and he swings and lofts it out into left center field. Long run for Jay Savina, hustling over from left, and he makes the catch in the gap. Zach Cole flies out on the first pitch of the game. We are underway tonight at 5:02 p.m., and game time temperatures in Zebulon have us at mostly cloudy and 86 degrees. Not too humid after some of the rainfall yesterday. Good news was most of the rain stayed away for the baseball game. Encarnacion rips one to left. Avina hustling over again, and he's getting his sprints in to start the game. Avina cuts another one down out in left center field. Two pitches and two flyouts on pretty well struck balls by Cole and Encarnacion, and Logan Henderson pointing to his left fielder. His defensive effort grabbing the starter a couple of outs quickly. And now it's Jackson Lofton. Dari Lorenzo will hit cleanup today. Leo Molina is fifth, and then Garrett McGowan sixth. The 7-9 are Sandro Gastone, Frank Perez, and Roylan Machandi. First pitch home to Jackson Lofton. And after the first two batters were out on one pitch, he'll take a strike. Logan Henderson out of the windup. Steadies and throws his 0-1, and Lofton fouls it away. Jackson Lofton batting 187 on the year, slowly but surely getting his way back up towards the 200 mark. He's got five hits in this road trip, including a home run, one home run and 20 RBIs, four home runs, 20 RBIs now. 291 on base percentage for Jackson Lofton. Here comes the kick and the 0-2 from Henderson. Lofton punches it foul to right, and it stays 0-2. Fayetteville will have Manuel Urias on the mound today as he makes his second start with the Woodpeckers, a 3-0 record and 5.04 ERA. Here's the kick and another 0-2. It's low. A ball and two strikes to Lofton. Jackson Lofton altogether in this week's series has gone 5-for-15 with the home run, a double, along with three RBIs in total, two runs, two strikeouts. Takes the ball, and it's 2-2. Infield, outfield, straight up against Lofton. Here's the wind in the pitch, and Lofton pulls a liner out into left. This hooks foul into the bullpen. Around the diamond today, defensively, Carolina has Jay Savina in left. He already has a couple of putouts. In center is Luis Lara, and the right fielder is Kaylan Nicasia. On the infield, Yadier Arenamo plays at third base. The second baseman is Gregory Barrios. Excuse me, the shortstop is Gregory Barrios. The second baseman is Alexander Perez, and over at first is Jesus Chirinos. Doing the catching for Henderson is Jose Cibrian. So a 2-2 battle on going as Lofton breaks the bat, grounds it out to short. It's scooped by Barrios. He steps and throws to first, and that'll do it for the Woodpeckers in the opening inning. A pair of flyouts and a ground out as Fayetteville goes down in order. And Manuel Urias goes to the mound when we return. Woodpeckers baseball underway on the road in Zebulon. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Cowboys on an Indiana night.
Just underway in Zebulon, we play the bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville goes down in order to begin the game. And Luis Lara swings the first pitch from Fayetteville starter Manuel Urias and lifts it foul into the left field seats. 0-1 on Lara. He'll be followed by Gregory Barrios and Hedbert Perez, the top three in the order, facing Urias, the Rule 5 draft pick, coming over to the Houston farm system from Philadelphia. Bouncing ball, two skips out to first base. Sandra Gastone knocked it down, barehanded it in the air as he recovers and gets over to first for the out. So Lara retired, Barrios coming up. Rest of the order for the Mudcats, Jose Cibrian, Yadier Arenamo, and Jay Savina are the 4, 5, and 6. And the bottom three are Jesus Chirinos, Kaylan Nicasia, and Alexander Perez. The pitch to Barrios is outside on slider. It is 1-0. Manuel Urias, a 3-0 record entering tonight with a 5.04 ERA. Just his second start as the line drive is pulled out into left. Oncoming is Machandi. He plays it on a short hop. And Gregory Barrios pulls a one-out single. First hit of the game, and Hedbert Perez is coming up. Other numbers for Urias, 25 innings. He has given up 14 earned runs, four home runs, including two homers his last time out at home against Kannapolis. Pitches for the first time in this road trip to Zebulon. He has 11 walks and 33 strikeouts on the year. One-out man at first in the home first inning. And Hedbert Perez, the lefty, takes a slider on the inner half for a strike. It is 0-1. Perez batting .216 with six home runs and 28 RBIs. Urias leans in and gets the sign from tonight's Fayetteville catcher, Luis Encarnacion. Here's the 0-1, and it's down in the dirt. Urias was a reliever for the first 14 games with Fayetteville, and then with the promotions of Nolan DeVos and Nick Swanson, Woodpeckers needed a player to take up some starts, work in tandem with others, and Manuel Urias, that guy who's been converted over to a part-time starter role after being exclusively a bullpen arm. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch from Urias, and it is inside. Two balls and one strike. Working the plate tonight is Shane Sullivan, and Dylan Holsey is on the bases. The two-man umpiring crew wears black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. 2-1 on Perez, who homered a couple of nights ago. Runner on the go to second, pitches down to the dirt, bounces off of Encarnacion, and he won't have a throw. Barrios steals, and Carolina remains aggressive. They stole three bases over the first two innings last night against one of the best arms in John Garcia. Encarnacion doesn't have the arm that Garcia does, and you would expect Carolina to stay aggressive when they do get runners on and challenge Encarnacion to throw him out. 3-1 pitch, and Perez swings through a breaking ball. 3-2. Carolina can win the series with a win tonight, trying to grab a third straight from Fayetteville. While Fayetteville hoping for a split if they can take today and tomorrow's game at 1 o'clock. 3-2 pitch, and Perez bounces it softly. Second base side of the mound, it's by the stretch of Urias. Lorenzo charges in to pick it up, but he won't have a play. Only chance to get an out was if Urias fielded that off to the left side of the mound, but it got under his glove, and Hedbert Perez will come away with an infield single.
Now, ready for the Mudcats. Please welcome tonight's 86-8 cleanup batter, number 10.
So runners are at the corners, and Jose Cibrian, the catcher, is coming up. Fayetteville infield in double play depth as Cibrian, the .245 hitter, tries to open the scoring quickly. Here comes the first pitch from Urias, and he swings it one down to the dirt. Carolina has scored in the first inning in three of four games so far this week. They exploded for seven runs on Tuesday, the 4th of July. Opened up a 13-0 lead over the first three innings, and each of the last couple of games they've been able to bring home a run in the first. Urias at the shoulders, pitches with the runner going to second base. Ground ball pulled to loft into third. He'll check the runner go to first and get the second out of the inning. Perez makes it into scoring position on the 5-3. And Yadier Arenamo is coming up. Around the diamond defensively today for Fayetteville, Royland Machandi plays out in left. The center fielder is Zach Cole, and Frank Perez is in right. Jackson Lofton is over at third base. Across at first, Sandra Gastone, Leo Molina the shortstop. Dari Lorenzo gets the start at second, and Luis Encarnacion is the catcher. First pitch flailing swing by Arenamo as he chased a breaking ball outside. And the count is 0-1. Manuel Urias, a tall right-hander. He stands 6'6" and weighs in at 200 pounds. The 22-year-old from Sinaloa, Mexico. The 0-1. And a ground ball pulled sharply to short, straight up for Molina. He has it. A step and a throw to first, and the inning is over. Manuel Urias claps his hands as he walks off of the mound. He tightropes out of trouble, leaves two in scoring position, and keeps this game 0-0, heading to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ,
Welcome back to Zebulon. The Woodpeckers back to the plate in the top of the second inning. No score after one. Manuel Urias works around a pair of singles, strands two, and now Dari Lorenzo gets to lead it off against Logan Henderson. And he takes a strike on the 1-0. It's an even 1-1 count. Dari Lorenzo, Leo Molina, and then Garrett McGowan. The 4-5 and 6 to bat here. Lorenzo wraps one foul towards his bullpen and right. And it's 1-2. Fayetteville with a 35-44 overall record. And it's 4-6 over their last 10 games. Here's a hopper the opposite way going towards third. Arenamo cuts in front of the shortstop. The third baseman secures and throws out Lorenzo for the first out. In the all-time series dating back to 2019, the Woodpeckers are 36-45 against the Mudcats. So Carolina has the upper hand in the all-time. Pitch down and away. And they're especially good inside of this ballpark. Carolina with a 29-15 record against the Woodpeckers here in Zebulon. This has actually been the most successful season for Fayetteville in Five County Stadium in their franchise history. During the last road trip up here, they took 6-7, and overall they're 8-5 against the Mudcats here in Zebulon this year. Leo Molina rips one deep, but foul out to left. And it's 2-2 count on Leo. Molina slugged a solo home run the other night over the left field wall. His second of the year, ended a two-month-plus home run drought. Here's the pitch, and he cuts through it. That was actually a one-strike pitch, so it's 2-2 now on Molina. Leo over at short today, and doesn't often bat fifth in the lineup, kind of in the middle of things. Usually he's a bottom-of-the-order hitter. During last season, he had a lot of leadoff roles, but tonight he's batting fifth, right in the meat of things. And he takes a pitch low. Molina overall is at a pretty good series at the plate, just in terms of putting the bat on the ball. Molina collectively this week in Zebulon has gone 2-for-11 with a home run, but a couple of RBIs and a run. He cranks this one out into center, but Lara has it measured. Couple of steps back for the center fielder, and he's got it at the shoulder. There's two gone, and five in a row retired by Logan Henderson to get his night started. Here comes Garrett McGowan. Logan Henderson, the Houston, Texas native. Wouldn't be surprised if he was an Astro fan growing up. He was a fourth-round draft pick by the Brewers out of Cinco Ranch, Texas. Fastball missed low. And now Garrett McGowan swings and fouls one back. McGowan batting 147 with a home run and five RBIs. Had a single yesterday as he fouls back the 0-2 and finished 1-for-5 on the game. Woodpeckers looking for their first base runner in this second inning against Henderson. Pitching in his 10th game, making his 10th start of the year for the Mudcats. And McGowan fouls another one off. He'll see another pitch. On the year, 31 and two-thirds innings for Logan Henderson on the year. 16 walks to 43 strikeouts, pretty good overall ratio. Here's the 0-2 again, and McGowan shoots it off the end of the bat, a foul ball. Woodpeckers are in the grays. Gray uniform with a black belt, gray pant, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Garrett McGowan has high black socks on. Meanwhile, the Mudcats are in the reds with the white pants. Here's the 0-2. And he fouls it off again. Good battle right now. Everything in the zone. And Garrett McGowan spoiling it off just to see another pitch. A red ball cap for the infielders with a black bill, the Mudcat logo on the front of the cap. And a black belt for the Mudcats players. Here's the 0-2 again, and McGowan finally swings and misses. High fastball at 92 gets him. The inning is over, and Logan Henderson, six up, six down to begin the day. We're going home second inning, no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my head. Yeah,
It is the bottom of the second inning. Welcome back into Five County Stadium at Zebulon. Andrew Chapman, delighted to have you with us on this Saturday night. Getting going a couple minutes or a couple hours earlier tonight, 5 o'clock, compared to our 7 o'clock start. Woodpeckers are used to that, playing 5:05 home games on Saturdays. Scoreless here on the road tonight. Jay Savino leading it off against Manuel Urias, and Urias buzzes him up top with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Fayetteville's gone 6-up, 6-down against the Carolina starter Logan Henderson, so they're looking to get it going offensively. Jay Savino, the team home run leader with 8, takes a slider on the low outside corner. Didn't look like he swung on a check swing, but he was in the zone anyways. Avina Chirinos and then Kaylan Nicasia, the 6-7-8 to face Urias. Here's the 1-2 home, and Avina fouls it back. Couple of singles for Barrios and Hedbert Perez in that first inning, and Urias able to work out of the spot. Stranded runners at second and third. 1-2 for Avina. And here comes the wind kick and the pitch. It's popped up right side of the infield. It drifts out into shallow right. Lorenzo going out. Frank Perez calling for it. That ball had a little bit more carry than you initially thought, and it's caught in medium right by Perez for the first out. Big key going into tonight's game is just playing clean baseball. You go back to a couple of nights ago and the Woodpeckers gave away some runs, a couple of errors caused a pair of unearned runs. There was a wild pitch that allowed a run in a loss. And then yesterday when they had a chance to come back, it was not necessarily sloppy baseball, but just untimely double plays, bad situational hitting. Double plays in the eighth and ninth inning that killed off a comeback and cost the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a 6-5 loss. They've been right there, playing toe-to-toe with Carolina, but just need those late plays to go their way. Urias keeping the Mudcats off the board early will be a big help as well. The Mudcats have done a good job of scoring runs against Fayetteville starters all week. 1-1 pitch, and a check swing down in the dirt. The appeal up the line, and Chirinos did not go. One away, nobody on, no score in the bottom of the second inning. Chirinos batting 230 on the season. Urias winds and throws his 2-1. And here's a line drive pulled by short and out in the left center field. Zach Cole cuts over to grab it. And Chirinos with a one-out single. Third base hit already against Urias. And now it's Kaylan Nicasia, left-handed batter. Nicasia with 3 homers and 21 RBIs, and the pitch is up and away for a ball. 2 of the 3 home runs this year for Nicasia have been hit against the Woodpeckers, so he likes hitting it against Fayetteville pitching, including one in this series, a 3-run home run on Tuesday, and he swings through a changeup. That home run was in his first at-bat of the series in that big 7-run first inning that helped Carolina take the series opener. 1-1 as Urias goes to the shoulders, kicks and pitches. And a slider missed inside on Nicasia. It is 2-1. Last time we saw Manuel Urias, it was last week at home against Kannapolis. And he pitched out of the bullpen after getting the start in game one of that series. Pitched twice last week at home as a fastball is delivered for a strike. Urias to the shoulders, and here's his pitch. Nicasia swings through it, and that is strike 3. First strikeout for Urias, second out of the second inning. And it brings up the bottom hitter of the order, Alexander Perez. So here's Alexander Perez, and the first pitch home to him, grounded left side, and by the dive of Lofton out into left field. It's a base hit. Alexander Perez on the first pitch he sees picks up already the fourth Carolina hit.
Now batting for the Mudcats, please welcome number 4, Luis Suarez.
We get back up to the top of the order with Luis Lara. Luis Lara has grounded out to first, gets to bat for a second straight inning. So back-to-back frames now where Urias is having to work around multiple runners. Lara attacks the first one, soft fly out of the left, long run forward from Achandi, and it stays up for him to make the striding grab at his shoulders and end the inning. Through two innings, we are scoreless. A little thunderstorm starting to approach us as well, something we will monitor moving forward. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the road in Zebulon.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The world is a vampire. Sent to Jane. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get?
Welcome back to Five County Stadium. It is the top of the third inning. Sandro Gastone leads it off and swings the first pitch from Logan Henderson and pushes a liner out into right for a leadoff single. Sandro Gastone starting to have a good series as he had a pair of doubles yesterday and now starts out his Saturday with the first Fayetteville base hit of the night. Logan Henderson retired the first six Woodpeckers he faced, and now he'll work out of the stretch for the first time with a base runner. Here's Frank Perez, who drove in one of the five runs yesterday for Fayetteville with an RBI single to left. And he looks at ball one, low and outside. 1-0. The thunderstorm approaching us to the, I guess it's a little bit to the northwest from left field, beyond left field. There's a lot of lightning to it. Carolina general manager was out there on the field with the umpiring crew in between innings, I think creating a plan of action for if that comes our way. Here's the pitch home to Perez, and he rolls it foul towards third. And there was a couple of big lightning strikes, and then shortly thereafter, the main video board in left center has just gone dark. So there might have been some sort of a power surge that caused that. The line scoreboard in right center is still functional, but we've lost the main video board in left. Here's the pitch. And Perez strikes out, swings through strike two. 2-2 the count on Perez, the Fayetteville right fielder. Henderson out of the stretch with Gastone off of first. Here's the pitch home, and it is low for ball three. Logan Henderson's last time out for the Mudcats was in their previous series on the road in Kinston against Down East, and he was pretty solid in that one. Five innings, gave up just one hit, one run. Walked two and struck out eight. Frank Perez lines a foul into the third base dugout. Hopefully everybody's okay down there. Henderson sets and pitches, and Perez fouls one off. There's no doubt that Frank Perez has a good amount of pop. When he puts the barrel on the ball, he shows a lot of exit velo, and I think the Astros like that about him. Still trying to iron out some of the swing and miss in his game. Battling 3-2 with Gastón at first. No score in the third inning, and he goes down waving. 92-mile-per-hour fastball just below the knees. Good pitch by Henderson, keeping that one low in the zone. Striking out Perez for out number one. The batter is Roy Machandy in the ninth spot. He drops a bunt. It's popped up towards third. Arenamo forward up the line, and he'll make the catch just on the foul side of third base.
As you can tell, there is lightning and bad weather in the area. If you would like to go down to the concourse, please feel free to do so at this time. Now batting for the Woodpeckers, number six, Zach Cole.
So two gone, Gastón hanging out at first after his one leadoff single, and now it's Zach Cole. He's 0 for 1 with a fly out to left and takes the first pitch below the zone. It is 1-0. The reigning Carolina League Player of the Month, Zach Cole. Ready for the 1-0 pitch, here it is, and it rides up and inside. Two balls and no strikes. And you know what? They've actually also lost the stadium lights. I'm just noticing that at Five County Stadium as Cole swings and hits a high arcing fly to right. Nicasia drifting back on it. He's onto the dirt and right in front of the wall makes the grab to end the inning. So Zach Cole with the fly out. Fayetteville Strand's a base runner, and they've gone scoreless through three tonight. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ.
Welcome back to Zebulon. It is the bottom of the third inning, and we are scoreless. Manuel Urias is back out to the hill, and he faces Gregory Barrios to start things off. A fastball down and outside, and it is ball one to Barrios. 240 hitter. He singled in the first inning and has started his night 1-for-1. Here's the offer, and he grounds it out to short. It is scooped by Leo Molina straight up. Throw to first, and there's one gone. Leo Molina stationed perfectly for that one, and a couple of out infield assists now for Leo.
Now back for the one dance, number six, Hedberg Perez.
The new batter is Hedbert Perez. Perez into the left side. He also singled in that first inning. Urias has had to work around base runners so far. Perez hits a line drive out into right. Sprinting over is Frank Perez, and he corrals it with a slide to make the grab at his belt. Great catch by Frank Perez right up along the warning track, and he steals a hit away from Hedbert Perez.
Tonight's 86-8 cleanup batter, number 10, Jose Cipriano.
Two quick outs for Manuel Urias as he tries to work through his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Now a square off against Jose Cipriano, the cleanup hitter and catcher. Pitch home and a fly ball pulled to left. Machandi drifting over to his left side into the gap. He's got it. And a very snappy 1-2-3 inning for Manuel Urias. Closes out three innings tonight. We're moving to the fourth. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Is on Aubrey's and Pete's Grill in Wendell.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Top four, and Luis Encarnacion leads it off for the Woodpeckers. First pitch is hacked at and fouled backwards for a strike, and Encarnacion 0-1 against Logan Henderson. Jackson Lofton and Dari Lorenzo are also scheduled to bat in this inning, second time through the heart of the order. Only one base hit allowed so far by Henderson. Here's a chopper out towards third, fairly shallow, played in front of the back by Arenamo, throws across the body on the run, and with a stretch and a backhand, Chirinos has it to get Enka. One out in the Fayetteville fourth. In between innings, manager Victor Estevez and the Mudcats and Ricky Rivera came together with the umpiring crew. They're trying to strategize about just how much of this game they can play until the rain clouds ultimately roll in. There's a thunderstorm maybe 4 or 5 miles out right now, so hopefully it'll stay off as long as possible. But as the skies darken, it does seem like it's inevitable that some of this weather starts to come our way. Wind starting to swirl a bit as well as Jackson Lofton is in a 1-0 count. Next pitch is popped up sky high in the breeze on the right side of the infield. Chirinos hustling all the way over to foul territory and makes the catch in front of the Woodpeckers dugout. And there's two quick Fayetteville outs after Manuel Urias had a very snappy 1-2-3 third inning. So now here's Dari Lorenzo, switch hitter, and he fouls the first pitch straight backwards onto the roof. And foul ball. 1-1 the count on Lorenzo. And he bounces this one right back to the mound. It's corralled by Henderson up along his right leg. He runs towards first, underhands, and closes out a 1-2-3 inning. So both sides go down in order in their last couple of trips. We are heading to the home fourth. Scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
No score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Manuel Urias delivering strike one to Yadier Arenado to begin things. The slider misses off the plate. Little thunder rumbles in the background, and it's 1-1. There's a thunderstorm approaching us here in Zebulon. If you're just tuned in, you'll probably hear some of that wind start to come into the ballpark. The skies are darkening, and just about every half inning break, the umpires are talking with the Carolina general manager, Jennifer Bardalis, team trainer, monitoring the lightning situation. She's in the area. Here's a tapper up along third, fielded right on top of the bag by Lofton. One hopping throw to first, and a backhand by Gastone to complete the out. Great play by Jackson Lofton, charging forward. And it's about as reliable as it gets on the left side of the infield.
Now batting for the Mudcats, number 9, Chase Avila.
Seen both third basemen today, and Lofton and also Arenado make some nice charging plays. Throws off balance across the body. The hot corner's been busy today. That's the second defensive assist for Lofton. And now it's Jay Savina into the right side, fouling the first pitch off. It's 0-1. Manuel Urias went 1-2-3 in the third inning, and he's now retired 5 straight Mudcats, second time through the order. So good to see him making the adjustments. As Savina fouls one off to the right. Nothing and two the count. Urias, despite the conditions, darkening a bit. He's locked on at what he's doing on the mound. Here's the 0-2. And Avina takes just high. Jay Savina is the Reno, Nevada native. Avina stands 6 foot tall, acquired in the 14th round by the Brewers in 2021. Ground ball out to short. Should end the inning as Molina picks up, throws to first. And rather, that's now number 2, pardon me, as Avina rolls out. And Jesus Chirinos is coming up.
Now back to the Mudcats, number 30, Jesus Chirinos.
And, oh no, the lightning just struck right now, and the umpires are pulling the players off of the field. So we've seen tons of lightning in the area with that storm getting closer and closer, and multiple fans are now going to go grab some cover. But with that latest lightning strike, likely within a five-mile radius of the ballpark, the players are going to be pulled off the field and the tarp will be put on. Unfortunately, this storm continues to gain speed and gain in size, and it does look like it's going to bring some heavy rain for quite some time here to the ballpark, so this could be an extended delay. And the players are officially leaving the field, and the storm is rolling in. So you want to play baseball in North Carolina. This is what you have to deal with in the summer. The tarp is going out. The wind is picking up. The lightning in the area. And we are entering a delay. We'll go to break and bring you an update here in a moment. And Cindy also around the Astros farm system. This is Woodpeckers baseball in a lightning delay in the bottom of the fourth. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny.
Welcome back, everybody, into Five County Stadium. We have officially entered a weather delay. Tarp is being put on the field. Some lightning in the area caused all the players to be pulled off the diamond moments ago. And we're just awaiting some of the heavy rain to roll on through. And looking at the radar, this is a storm that stretches from about here all the way towards Chapel Hill or so and could bring us, we'll have to see, but maybe upwards of an hour or so of rain if it doesn't break up. Now, we started early tonight, so hopefully we can continue playing at some stage after this blows through, but we are looking at potentially a lengthy rain delay. The good news is the tarp is on the field, and we should be able to save the field as a result. Now, hopefully not too much rain at the end of the day that would cause any field conditions, but we will update you on Woodpeckers social media as the delay goes on. And meanwhile, we will tune the audio down. You won't hear anything here on the broadcast until we have some sort of an update, but we appreciate you being with us tonight. When we do hopefully resume tonight, it'll be the bottom of the fourth inning with two outs, nobody on base, and no score. Both sides, nothing going offensively to begin our ball game. So thanks again for being with us tonight and your patience. We have entered a weather delay, and we will tune things down. Nobody is going yet in the Astros farm system. First team to get going tonight, not till 7:35 with the tourists at Bowling Green. So weather delay in Zebulon. Stay tuned to Woodpecker social media for any updates on when we will resume tonight.